USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Secretary of Homeland Security says as she stands at the Mexican border,
the crisis is real and it is just on the other side of this wall.
Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen saying that most of the migrants who are still making their way north through Mexico, hoping to cross the border into the U.S., are doing so because they want a job or to be reunited with family members in the U.S., and none of those goals are grounds for an asylum claim.
The reality is that the majority of the caravan that we see is made up of single adult males or teenage males. We have identified over 500 criminals, to include known gang members, contained in the flow of the caravan.
Northern California's Camp Fire has now killed 81 people, and the missing list has shot up to at least 870. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump says the U.S. will not levy additional measures against Saudi Arabia over the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist who was also a U.S. resident. The president says the U.S. does not condone the killing, but that canceling $110 billion in arms sales would mean Saudi Arabia would go to other countries to acquire them. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he's not convinced that Saudi's crown prince didn't order that murder.
I'm not going to look away at what MBS did. I think he did it.
U.S. prosecutors are reportedly conducting a probe of some recent recalls by Hyundai and Kia. Reuters is reporting that prosecutors in New York are investigating if the recalls were properly conducted. The South Korean carmakers recalling about 1.7 million vehicles in the U.S. in 2015 and 2017 because of some significant engine defects. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
More now on that recall of romaine lettuce. You might not want to eat it with your Thanksgiving meal, as dozens of people have come down with E. coli across the nation after eating it, and as a result, the CDC is warning against consuming romaine lettuce in any form. Health authorities say the origin isn't known yet, but it's not related to an earlier outbreak last spring that was tied to romaine. Consumers, though, are told to toss out any romaine lettuce they may have already purchased, and it should not be served in restaurants or sold in stores. And by the way, that goes not only for whole romaine and romaine hearts, but also the bagged romaine lettuce. Congresswoman Marcia Fudge is throwing her support to Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House. The Ohio Democrat announcing yesterday she won't challenge Pelosi for the leadership post despite her earlier criticisms. The decision comes after Pelosi did agree to make Fudge chairman of a newly restored subcommittee on elections. Fudge noted that Pelosi has assured her that, quote, black women will have a seat at the decision-making table. And many college graduates are beginning their working lives with a lot of hope, but also a lot more debt. Federal Reserve Bank of New York saying outstanding student loan debt increased by $37 billion last quarter. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.